Arabia and the city of Mecca, in which Muhammad lived and received God's revelation, was beset by tribal raids and cycles of vengeance and vendetta. Raiding was an integral part of tribal life and society. It was the way things ran. It had established regulations and customs. Raids were undertaken to increase property and goods, such as camels, cattle, jewelry, and slaves. Bloodshed was to be avoided if at all possible, lest it lead to retaliation and vendetta, the existing primitive form of justice. Pre-Islamic Arabia was tribal in its religious, social, and political ideas, its practices, its institutions, but it was also a multi-religious environment, home to a variety of religious traditions and practices, from the prevailing tribal polytheism to Judaism, Christianity, and Zoroastrianism. Pre-Islamic Arabian religion was predominantly polytheistic, reflecting this tribal nature and social structure. Variety of gods and goddesses served as the protectors of tribes. Their spirits were associated with sacred objects, trees, rocks, springs, wells. These gods and goddesses were feared and respected rather than loved, the object of cultic rituals and supplication at local shrines. Tribal and family honor were central virtues. Manliness, courage in battle, chivalry, upholding tribal and family honor was a major virtue celebrated by all the poets of the time. Pre-Islamic Arabian religion had little sense of cosmic moral purpose or individual communal moral responsibility. There was no belief in the afterlife. Justice was obtained and carried out through vengeance and retaliation. Mecca, a rising commercial center, was the main site of a great annual pilgrimage to its central shrine, the Kaaba, the cube-shaped structure that housed, at this time, representations of some 360 different tribal gods and goddesses. Muhammad would later conclude, having received God's revelation, that this was, the Kaaba was the original home built by Abraham and Ismail. But the identity had been lost as polytheism had overtaken the area and had, in effect, overtaken the Kaaba. At the head of the shrine's pantheon was a supreme god called Allah, creator and sustainer of life and of the universe, but remote from everyday concerns. This pilgrimage, sponsored by the Meccans, was a very profitable endeavor, bringing money, as worshippers of the many different gods from far and wide came to the center in Mecca, where money was exchanged, where trade took place. Judaism and Christianity existed within Arabia, alongside pre-Islamic Arabian polytheism, there were then monotheistic communities present before the rise of Islam. Muhammad would encounter them also in his travels as a merchant and caravan manager. In addition to belief in a single all-powerful God, as we'll see, again, Islam shared with Christianity and Judaism many common beliefs, from prophets and revelation to notions of eternal reward and punishment. The message of Islam was revealed at and responded then to a time of great socioeconomic transition in Arabia. Cities, more precisely oasis towns, most importantly Mecca and Medina, were attracting many nomads to a more sedentary lifestyle. Mecca was emerging as a major mercantile center at the heart of new political alliances, a new social and economic order. New wealth and the rise of new commercial classes led to a greater division between classes and a growing disparity between rich and poor. Amidst this environment, Muhammad was born, a member of the most prominent tribe, the Quraysh. His father and then his mother died, and so at a very early age, Muhammad was orphaned. He was raised by his uncle, Abu Talib, a well-respected and powerful member of the Quraysh, who provided protection to Muhammad both in his early years as well as to Muhammad in the community later on. In a society that marginalized orphans, Muhammad would remain sensitive to their plight, as well as the plight of widows, like his mother, throughout his life. Prior to becoming a prophet, Muhammad earned a living as a business manager for caravans. He worked for a widow named Khadijah. She was 15 years older than Muhammad. They eventually married, and interestingly enough, tradition tells us that Khadijah was the one who approached him in an offer of marriage. There was a 15-year gap between their ages, Muhammad 25, Khadijah 40. Tradition records that they had two sons that died in infancy and four daughters who survived. Khadija was, in fact, the first person to believe in the revelation of Muhammad, and in many ways, the first Muslim convert. And as we'll see, she played a pivotal role in Muhammad's life. During their 24 years of marriage, Khadija was Muhammad's only wife. As we'll discuss later, after Khadija's death, Muhammad married a number of women. Most were widows, as was the custom of the time,